Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I'm so glad you're here for some fun Disney talk. Of course, it is Wednesday, so it's time for your listener questions. We get some great questions. Which Port Orleans resort would you pick right now if they were open, French Quarter or Riverside, and why? Would you go to Homecoming or the Boathouse if you were a solo traveler looking for a quick, good meal at Walt Disney World? Also, would you wait for the 50th celebration? 50th anniversary celebration in October of 2021, or would you go early in 2021 with these amazing discounts that are available right now? This and much more on today's show. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great free services they can offer you and get you some great deals on your next Walt Disney World vacation over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It's a great free way to support the show. And if you want to become a patron of the podcast, and I thank our patrons so very much, you're helping us keep the show going during these slower times in travel. You can get some extra content in your week, like Mike in the Midwest, a mini podcast every Thursday. Just drop by patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1788 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope this week is going well. We are just a few days ahead of Halloween, putting those finishing touches on those costumes, I hope. And even if you're not trick-or-treating this year in the 2020, well, it's just 20, just say, all you gotta do is say 2020. But if you are, get out there, be safe, have fun, and we're going to have some fun this week on Friday with a little Halloween Walt Disney World fun. But today, we got to get to work. It's time to answer your listener questions. Joining us, she is from themouseforless.com and also The Haunted Mansion. If you're watching live here on YouTube or Facebook, we have Ricky. Ricky, what's up?
I have 999 happy haunts here, but there's room for 1,000. Any volunteers?
Well, I just came in because I was painting the signs to the Be Our Guest Podcast Studios. Are getting blinged out for the 50th.
Oh, well, there you go. That's good. I'm glad. We're gonna really, really bling it out for the studio.
That's right. Awesome. Yes, I went down to Home Depot and got some powder blue. It looks awesome.
Yeah, yes. I'm sure powder blue is going to be the best color ever. Yeah.
It's kind of like the Royals alternate uniform, so Matt Parrish will appreciate that. They went with their colors. All right, awesome. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What's up, Pam?
I don't have anything painted powder blue at all.
There's still time. You got till October. Paint the house.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do for the 50th here, too. So
we all got to get in. That's the deal. I mean, we all celebrate together, one world, you know, one celebration.
All right, yes, we can celebrate in four corners. That's right. Disney World and our homes.
You can paint your brick wall powder blue. I'll paint my wooden wall powder blue.
Oh, I could zhuzh it a little bit.
Good, yeah.
Get some rose gold accents.
Yes, I like it.
There you go. Yeah, so you could do like, what was that? What was the promotion where they had the bling on the castle, the gold?
The 50th celebration of Disneyland. Yeah, it's the happiest celebration.
I like that castle. Is pretty nice, but I do like the new castle. That new castle is pretty sweet. I got to admit, I wasn't a fan like on social media, but when I saw it in person, I was like, that's pretty sweet. Got to see it for yourself. Hey, if you want to see it for yourself, let me know. I'll get you there. All right, first question of the day. Speaking of guests at the Magic for Less, one of my great guests who actually just scored a big discount on a cabin for this this November. I'm so excited.
Awesome.
Is there anything better than sending an email saying, guess what? You just saved over $1,000 on the same vacation.
No.
People are like, quit messing with me. I'm like, I know I mess with everybody on the podcast all the time, but I am not joking. Look at the confirmation. Look what you were paying. I'm not even joking with you. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Tina won. All right. Tina's got a question. Hey there. I have a good one for you. We're going down at the end of November and early December to stay at the Fort Wilderness Cabins. I decided since it's holiday time, it'd be fun to have a golf cart to go around and see all the decorations and such at the campsites. First of all, It doesn't have to be the holidays to drive a golf cart, right? You could drive the President's Day, Arbor Day, any day, drive a golf cart.
We'll celebrate with you. Like, it's Tuesday and you're not at work.
Yes.
Get a golf cart.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, we have established that I am in my 40s, but I act like a 12-year-old boy. And I mean, that's like every, 12-year-old boy's dream, like golf cart. Like, anything motorized, you can drive around anywhere. So there you go. She says, we're driving down, so we'll have a car, but we wanted to know if we're allowed to drive the golf cart over to Wilderness Lodge. I hear there's a trail, and seeing how Trails Inn will likely not be open by then, I thought it'd be cool to get a bite to eat somewhere over at Wilderness Lodge via golf cart. I want to get the most out of the golf cart as possible since it's a splurge to rent it. Any other suggestions on things to visit with the golf cart in and around are appreciated. Thanks for everything, Tina. Okay, do we want to be legal or do we want to be edgy? I mean, I guess I don't want to say illegal. I just want to say, do you want to like skirt the law? Like, I mean, are you Smokey and the Bandit, Cannonball Run? I don't know, because here's the deal, Tina, and I hate that because this bugs me as a runner. The trail's not there anymore, and you can't go over there anyway with a golf cart, even if it was. So I'm not saying you can't take that golf cart over to Pop Century for some tie-dye cheesecake. I'm just saying be quick and be aggressive if you want to get
Disney
there.
Disney security is going to stop you. Disney security is going to stop you. So we'll just say that. I don't. And if they do, tell them Mike Rallman sent you. That will not help.
Remember, Ricky said it was cool in a blog article in 2003 back on the Mouse
for Less. She definitely didn't know.
But if you're going to do this, Tina, have the video rolling at all times from 100%. Have at least two different angles because this is going to go viral. Do the golf cart down World Drive heading over to just go to Pop Century to get some tie-dye cheesecake.
Right. You win that day. Like, whatever, post. We want to see the video, but then you win that day automatically because that's like a million points.
Oh, totally.
To illegally drive a golf cart from Fort Wilderness over to Pop Century just to get tie-dye cheesecake, I'm just going to say.
No, but seriously, though, the golf cart is a nice splurge for just, I would do it for like 100%. One night. And go, because the loops over at Fort Wilderness, I mean, they're quite extensive. Yeah. And that, I think that would be a great fun night. You can do that.
Yeah, it will be. The decorations, people, like the things that people bring down to Disney World in their RV, car, whatever, incredible. Like, okay, I have many, many Christmas trees at my house. These people have more decorations than I have. And they've taken it on vacation with them.
Yeah, way more.
Like, like people pay for, like, in your hometown, you may pay $20 to $50 a car to drive through displays that are lesser than what you will see at Fort Wilderness. Truly, truly, truly. So you will use the golf cart for that reason, if nothing else. And being able to drive to, even though Trails End is not open, the takeout window is open. And they have many of the same foods that you can purchase there. So, I mean, you'll be doing that too. But not only can you not take the golf cart from Fort Wilderness over to Wilderness Lodge, but that trail is closed right now because they have started working on that new secret resort.
Reflection.
I'm just reflecting on those plans they had for that DVC resort.
Yeah, I think we all are reflecting on those plans because I don't think they're going to come to fruition. So... we'll see.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Yeah. It'll be a lot longer. Let's put it that way.
Life's a marathon, not a sprint. You got to look at it that way.
That's true.
I'm just saying. Emily's got some. Let's hit all these questions here. Emily says, hello, homecoming dinner on a non-park day or homecoming for brunch on an Animal Kingdom day? Leave the park and come back. Dude, it's okay. Homecoming dinner or homecoming brunch, either one, you're going to be in pain. If you're me, because I have no self-discipline, you're in pain afterwards. Don't go ride rides. That's a chill day. Maybe go to the pool and just like, chill or go shopping.
We wanted to get a wagon for when we had homecoming brunch, but it was during the time when the wagons weren't allowed.
Yes.
Like it was past that point in date. So then we weren't allowed to get a wagon and drag him around Disney Springs, but he would have appreciated that because I think he had trouble getting up and walking. Like I had never seen someone finish that Hallelujah biscuit plate. And I think you finished the Hallelujah.
The server was thoroughly impressed. But you know what? This is where a golf cart would have come in handy, too. Illegal or not? I mean, dude, like when the guy breaks his leg and they bring the cart out in the football game? That's what I needed. Like, they're like, this dude, bring out the cart. We need the cart. I'm just saying. That's how it went. Okay, next question from Alfred. If you had a chance to go to the world in January or February, which would you choose and why? Ricky, this is going for you. January, February.
I'm going to say February. I think that that's just a little bit better of a month. The weather is a little more predictable. Stable. I mean, you know, it's still not as predictable, but, you know, it's a little more. And I really love going in February. So I'm going February.
I'm February too. Pam?
Me too.
Yep.
I'm going February. It's three Februarys for us.
There you go.
We're trying to avoid the unpredictable January.
Yes, because it could be anything, man. I've worn this thing in a race. Like,
this
bodysuit has run races for Run Disney. This hat has survived. We decided New Year's Eve 2018. Still smells like the fun of the dragon in China. I was up there. Got the little singed hair up top from the dragon. Aaron asks, instead of the new entrance sign, when will they paint the Main Street train station?
Oh,
you think they'll do that too? I mean, they have some kind of a promotional banner or something up on the station?
Yeah, I suspect we may see a banner, for that. I don't know that they will paint the train station. I saw somebody on Twitter message that maybe they should paint the transportation and ticket center. I think you got a better shot at that getting painted than you do at the train station. So let's go with the transportation and ticket center.
Fine. It works. Yeah. All right. Max, one of our great agents over at the Magic for Less, Max Huber, says, is Epcot worth a day with all the construction going on? I obviously think so. But what do you say to those that are on the fence? I had this question today from a guest. Pam, what do you say? Because I said yes.
It absolutely is. Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, one of the things about Epcot is the best part of Epcot is strolling through the World Showcase and not doing particularly anything except happening upon the music, grabbing a snack here or there or a drink. You see like 100 times more characters than you ever saw before. They're coming out in cavalcades. They're trolloping through gardens. They're, you know, doing just all kinds of really cool things. And I love how the music changes from one pavilion to the next. Like, that's one of my favorite things about Epcot.
It's so subtle.
It is. It really is. It's not like you feel like you've hit a wall. It's like you sort of notice that things are different, and you hear it, and you smell it, and you see it. So Epcot is always tied as my favorite park with Magic Kingdom. Those two are tied. And it just, there's so much about the love. Plus, you have all Future World. I mean, I mentioned all the things I like to do, and I didn't even mention Future World.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I talked to my guest today about. I mean, you got all kind of dining opportunities. You have, you know, you don't have the cultural representatives right now, but you still have the cultural immersion that you can see with the architecture and the foods. But then when you go into Future World, there's a lot of construction going on, right? But you still have Spaceship Earth. You still have Soarin', you still have Test Track, you have Frozen Ever After, you have Living with the Land, you have the Seas with Nemo and Friends. I mean, right there, that's a full day. You know, have a couple meals and ride those rides and walk around World Showcase. You're good.
And the only thing it really impacts is yeah, you're going to see a few more construction walls than you normally would. You may see a building being torn down, but the only real difference is that instead of going straight, you're going to choose your path of the loop. So you're either going to go left or right instead of straight. So, you know, that's really, as far as touring the parks, that's the biggest difference that I think you're going to notice. Other than that, I mean, you know, like you said, Mike, all the attractions are still open. So you're just going to see a little bit different and take a different path.
Yep.
That's it.
Future World 2020 brought to you by Fitbit and Closing Your Circles on Apple Watch.
Pretty much, yeah. It's definitely a lot longer of a walk for sure.
Dude, am I really going to that thing? Because I'm going the opposite direction right now. My compass says I am going the wrong way. You just got to trust Disney. Follow the arrows. All right, Tabitha's got a question. If you only had three park days, how do you decide which park to skip and why is it Animal Kingdom? I do skip Animal Kingdom unless I'm hungry for like Satouli Canteen. I'll be honest. I do the other three. I know. No, she did not add the Animal Kingdom.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying it's not wrong. I keep like needing to make, because I can only make 3 days of park reservations as an annual pass holder. And so when I'm making my reservations, I'm like, okay, well, I need to have Hollywood Studios in there if I can get it, because it's, you know, Hollywood Studios. So I try to finagle it so that I can get Hollywood Studios. And then I'm like, well, then I have to go to Magic Kingdom because it's Magic Kingdom. And then I have to go to Epcot. Okay, well, I guess I'm not going to Animal Kingdom this trip again. You know, like that's just pretty much been...
That's it. I mean, that's totally it with me. I mean, Epcot and Magic Kingdom are non-negotiables because I have to go to those two. The studios has all the new hotness. Galaxy's Edge, yes. Toy Story Land, Minnie and Mickey's, you know, it's got peanut butter and jelly shakes.
Like, exactly. So there you go.
So, you know, that's why. And Animal Kingdom is a fine park. But here's the advantage. If you do choose Animal Kingdom, Jimmy, one of our agents at the Magic for Less, my good buddy from down in Texas, he is down at Walt Disney World right now. And he shot a picture the other day to the agent group. And I'm like, dude, do I need to bail you out? Because did you break in the park and like it's not open? Because there was not a soul around.
Right.
I mean, so
yeah, there
I think a lot of people are thinking the same way, which means if you want an empty park, you're looking for the very, very low crowds. Animal Kingdom might be the way to go right now. Pam,
thoughts? I agree.
It is. And the great thing about Animal Kingdom is there are so many things to do, even when you aren't riding an attraction. Like those things that aren't impacted are those walkthrough trails where you can see the animals and stuff. The animals are still out. I mean, that's the great thing about this. So you're really getting an opportunity to sort of experience those by yourself, I'm sure, many times. So think about that. I think it's too one of those parks that, although we've all talked about it, we sort of love Magic Kingdom and Epcot so much, and there's so much to do at Hollywood Studios, especially with Galaxy's Edge, the Animal Kingdom is sort of forgotten. But dang, to be able to ride the Pandora rides without like a 3 day wait is humongous. It just really is. Like people were starting to line up the night before to get into Pandora.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, and this was years after it had opened. Mm-hmm. So that in itself is awesome.
You're not wrong about that either. Yes. If you have not ridden the Pandora attractions, now is the time to do so, because you're definitely going to get on them in a lot easier manner than you would have before.
Jessica, following up on that homecoming proposition there, she says, having an 8:40 p.m. dinner reservation in just a few days, she says, rolling right into a food coma after that. That's right. I mean, dude, you don't even eat breakfast the next day. Lunch is questionable. I'm just saying, like, don't put it in pen. Lunch, put it in pencil, because you may not eat till the next night. I'm
just saying. Yeah. And let me just tell you, you got to try the greens if you like greens. And you got to try the mac and cheese if you like mac and cheese. Like, make those your sides. And I'm just going to lead into thigh-high biscuits. Yes. Really good, too.
Pocket biscuits as well.
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
Just take the biscuits they give you and put them in your pocket. It's fine.
Somebody's got to order a pocket biscuit. We don't have pocket biscuits.
Have pocket biscuits.
Oh, yes. If you're with Ricky, every biscuit that's left over on the table becomes a pocket biscuit.
It's a snack for later.
Okay, next question from Kate Down Under. She's tuned in live from Australia. Gotta love that. Simple question, French Quarter or Riverside? Good news is, though, before we pick, is that if you stay at one, you get the pool at the other. It's very easy to walk to the other's food court. Now, of course, both are closed at this time, but I'm just saying under normal circumstances, you can share the amenities. So you're really not out. If you can't get like regret that, oh, I picked French Quarter, I should have stayed at Riverside. You can go over there and enjoy it too. But we're talking room-wise. So, Pam, which would you pick?
There's something about, I feel, French Quarter in that I like the actual feel of that resort. That I think that, you know, you sort of walk out your room and you feel like you're in New Orleans. Just the decor, the themes of the buildings, I really like. Now, I will say, and I know that these guys kind of agree with me, over at Riverside, I love Alligator Bayou. I love that section of the resort. It is so themed as well. And if you know for sure you want to be in Alligator Bayou, then one of the things you can do is book a room that has the fifth sleeper, because that they're all located over there. They're sort of a pull-down bed that happens underneath the television, and I love that. It just... honestly, there's Spanish moss hanging from the trees. Like, isn't it weird the stuff that we mentioned in the podcast?
I love like, Spanish moss. Like... Spanish moss, seriously, I love that. If I could have it like hanging off my deck right now, I would.
Right?
And I know it's like an invasive species.
The things that we mentioned are so dumb.
Yes.
Well, because in Florida, they were trying to get rid of it, right? It was an invasive species. It was kind of taken over. Like, dude, give me a little.
It's too late for that.
I'm going to say something.
Say, give me a little Spanish moss.
It's taken over. But like who, what other podcasts could you listen to? And they would have a full on discussion about Spanish moss and how much they like it. I'm just going to say, look at, this is why our podcast is popular. People are here for us. But anyways, I just love it. There's little bridges that are over like a little bayou creek.
Yeah.
Creek.
Yeah.
I don't know. At Riverside, we might say creek. Maybe well, we might not say
yeah.
creek.
I mean, it's like a little mini, the Everglades, you know, very teeny tiny,
yes.
I mean, kind of thing.
Little teeny tiny salamanders instead of larger animals.
Yes.
Which is good because in the middle, you know, if I'm going for like an 11 o'clock snack up at the food court, I don't need any big reptiles chasing me around. Like little salamanders.
That's true.
Little salamanders yeah. are theming. Big alligators are just bad news.
Scary. Scary.
Exactly. All right.
I didn't help at all because I like them both.
So I would go Riverside just because it's just my jam. I like that. I like the mansions. You know, I just like the manicured big. You know, this looks neat. Looks like I always say it looks like staying in a postcard. Ricky, what'd you pick? Break the tie.
Oh gosh, now I have to be the tiebreaker. Okay, I do like French Quarter for the size. It's a lot smaller.
That's a good point. One bus. Yeah. One bus stop. Jenna in the live chat, she has a good comment. She says, just got back from the world, had an amazing time. The only thing I really missed was the dining plan. Does make things easy. It makes it like all inclusive. I agree.
I know. We ask for it back a lot.
Da, 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 da. That's right. Let's see here. Gosh, so many comments here. Here we go. From Natalie. Solo dinner at Hollywood Studios. Disney Springs. Sorry.
Springs.
I thought I saw an H. I'm sorry. It was DSDHS.
Your hair is getting in your way.
I know.
It's your hair. You got to push it back a little bit.
I know. For real. Give me a break. The porg is distracting me. It's looking good. Would you pick the Boathouse or Homecoming for solo dinner?
That's like a which is your favorite child question.
Yeah. That's tough.
I can't choose that. I can't do it. I won't do it.
So at either one of these, you could sit at the bar at either one of these, right? And get your dinner. Because when I go solo, like this is what I do at 50s prime time. When I'm solo, dude, I go to the bar and I get the full on meal with my shake and I just get to talk to the people around me.
They love it. And the bartenders love it when you're sitting there eating a full on meal.
Do they love that? They don't love that, do they? No, do they?
Yes, they absolutely.
I don't know. I'm like, are you joning on me? I don't know. Like,
No, they love it because they get tipped on
on the meal.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, good. Yeah, look at that. I'm helping the economy.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, cool. There you go.
Yes.
Okay, so that doesn't solve the question because you can do this because Boathouse has a bar. You can do that, right? I know you can do it at home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Boathouse has a whole like lounge area. Plus, the Boathouse and Homecoming both have outdoor seating now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus, there's just so many good things to choose at both.
I guess it depends on whether you're wanting, I mean, obviously Homecoming is more home cooking. So if you want like, you know, a fried chicken type meal or something like that, then I would go with Homecoming. But the Boathouse, I mean, obviously they are famous for their seafood, but they have some really great options that aren't seafood. Like their filet sliders are really good too. So
yeah, they're part of the Gibson chain that's out of Chicago that is famous for all kinds of steaks and burgers and whatnot. So.
Yes. So it really depends on the kind of food you're looking for because both are excellent. And so I say, look at the menus, see which menu appeals to you and go with that one. And granted, I mean, it's hard because you're not, you know, you may change your mind in that moment when you're down there, but you know, you may be like, oh, I wish I would have gone with, but you know, it's okay. You're going to have a great meal either way. But
so, yeah, I agree.
We have a couple comments from our viewers here. Jessica says, just imagine a delicious meal with a yummy glass of wine or cocktail at Boathouse. Personally, Homecoming, I just want to eat everything. And that's way too much food for just little old me. Yeah. So there you go. I mean, that's
valid.
I think that is the truth. You're less likely to walk out in pain from Boathouse than you are from Homecoming.
Also could be true.
Because of the comfort food factor. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I think you overindulge. And Tammy says, in my opinion, Boathouse is more of an experience, but they're both delicious. Agreed.
There you go. Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Back to the, excuse me, the inbox. Alexa's, She's got a question. Sorry about that. I just set mine off too, I think. She gets me every time. She calls into the live shows too, and it gets me every time. Dear Mike, Pam, and Ricky, I first went to Walt Disney World with my family for the 25th anniversary, and my mom and I wanted to go together for the 50th, but leave our husbands at home. Nice.
Good call.
I'm against that, by the way, since I'm a husband.
Why? What happened that you were leaving them at home? We need the story behind this.
Yeah, I know. This is Disney's always about backstory, so we need it from this. Alas, 2020 has been more difficult than ever imagined. My mother works in healthcare, and I've been in grad school across the country. While moving closer to family in 2021, I haven't seen my parents since the 2019 holidays. It's been really hard. Even though we wanted to go for the 50th, we're debating about moving our trip up, say, spring of 2021. So two questions. If you could only go one time in the next 3 or so years, would you go early 2021 as a reward for surviving 2020? Or would you wait until the 50th celebration start? Second, we love the look amenities of the Riviera, but it's just too expensive. What resort would you recommend for a moderately priced, classy adult girls weekend? I'm guessing Grandestino Tower or Riverside Royal Rooms. Is there one I'm missing? Easy access to chocolate and nightcaps are a must. I like that. So, I was like, did I read that right? I think I am.
You did.
Sincerely, our listener that has an A for her first name, 2,500 miles from Walt Disney World, 1,800 miles from her mom. I love that. That is sweet sentiment, though, in this email. I mean, we all, I am not joking, we all deserve some kind of a celebration for working through what we have since March, because we've every person's had their world rocked in so many ways. I kind of have a solution to this, but I want to hear you guys talk through it. But here's what I say. A couple things. I don't think the 50th is going to be quite as, I shouldn't say this, but I think that they were really trying to get a lot of stuff done for the 50th that may or may not be done. It just depends on the next few months. Also, she mentioned she really likes the look of the Riv, right? If you go in early 2021, the Riv may be a little bit more affordable than you were expecting when you wrote this email 7 days ago. Reprice a vacation all the way up till April and look at it at the Riviera, because it might not be that much more than you were expecting what it could have been over at the Grandestino Tower, depending on your view. So that's just two considerations that I would throw out to our listener here. A, I don't want to say your name. You know you are. But that's what I would say just as far as thinking the situation through. So, Ricky, what about your thoughts?
Okay, so as far as the hotel, if you can't stay at the Riv, I would stay. I hate that we call it that. I would
love
stay,
it. That is awesome.
Yeah, I would stay at Grandestino. They have a fantastic, like, their It's not a food court. They have the food court, but they have like this little shop that they have just quick things that you can grab. And I've seen some amazing desserts in that shop. I think they had like a cookie that had like cream in the middle, like a gigantic chocolate chip cookie with cream filling in the middle. Oh my gosh, I should have picked it up when I was there. It looks amazing. So there's your chocolate. And of course you have, well, the lounges aren't open yet, are they? Like the Rick's Lounge isn't, right? But you've got the other one, right? The Three Bridges? Is that open?
That
Three Bridges
is open, yeah. Yes.
So that is open. And as far as the Riviera is concerned, I mean, they do have some, you know, great options as well in their La Petite Cafe. No, it's the little cafe that's right there. I forget. It's La Petite something, I think, but I can't remember the last part of it. So they have some really great snacks and stuff like there, that there. And I think they have alcohol in the evening as well, and maybe some charcuterie. There you go. In the evening too. So there's that. Yeah. What was the other part of that question? Oh, when should she go? Yeah, that's right.
I mean, do you wait for the 50th? Because, I mean, that's going to, you, I mean, everybody wants to say they were there. I'm going to be there. I have a feeling you're going to be there. Pam's going to be there. And a lot of our listeners are going to be there, because that's what I knew over the last week. I think it's going to be a very significant time to be there. But I'm just saying, I mean, it's still a Disney vacation whenever you're there. So
that's true. And also, I mean, let's look at it this way. Look at all the people that are already saying they're going to be there on the 50th. It's going to be a busier time. So if you want to kind of avoid the busier time, I would maybe go in early 2021.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're there for the 50th. If you go in, you know, say October 1st, if you're there, you're not going to do 17 rides at the Magic Kingdom that day. You're just, you're there to like soak in to say I was there, right? But if you go, you know, say go in February of 2021 or April of 2021, you're saving money. Maybe you're upgrading your resort experience and lower crowds. So, Pam, what else could you add to this conversation for her?
That's what I was going to say, too. I think, like, depending on what's going on at that period in time, there may be things that Disney has had planned to do for years for the 50th that just aren't going to happen because they don't have a way to do that in a way that's safe. And they've been taking the safety precautions so seriously and adhering to those and doing different things to ensure that people are safe. And I'm not saying that we may not be by that time because I have no crystal ball and neither does anyone else out there. So, you know, just keep that. But think about that, too. If that's what you were doing, then that will certainly impact the celebration, I think, in some way. And plus, you know, as a company, they're really still going through a trying time. And I don't think anyone can or should be disappointed if there won't be things that are happening. The fact that they're able to celebrate the 50th
at all,
I think will be, yeah, will be an amazing accomplishment. This is a company that the government did not allow to is still not allowing to operate in California. The CDC has not given the okay for Disney Cruise Line cruises to sail. So, I mean, if that doesn't hamper your business, I don't know what else should. And if they're going to make some decisions that help them save a little money, I want them to be fiscally prudent because I'm in here for the long haul with Disney. Let's make it happen. So I want to see this company continue to grow and succeed. They have such great ideas and just bring joy to so many different people. So all that to say, I would plan early. I just would.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously I think they wanted to have the Tron coaster ready for the 50th. Yeah. They wanted to have Guardians ready for the 50th. I mean, they wanted to blow all this stuff out. But, I mean, the world was blindsided. You know what I'm saying? I think Pam's exactly right. They just have to, I mean, we're all kind of, you know, like, I mean, we didn't take our big family vacation this summer. I took Mallory for just a few nights, stayed at Pop Century, took advantage of our APs and, you know, a great rate at the hotel for a few nights. And that was our vacation. We tightened the... you know, the belt with with our budgets. And I think Disney has to do the same thing. Will it be fun on the 50th? Absolutely. You know, it's going to be, we're all Disney fans. I mean, that's, we want to be there. You know, we want to be a part of that celebration and Disney can put on a party like no one else. But I just think that, you know, we have to temper our expectations just with anything. I mean, we got football this year, but you know, like I was at the game on Saturday and there's, you know, 7,000-8,000 fans. There should be 70,000, you know, it's just, it's not as exciting. I'll be honest. There's no halftime show. It's not deafening when third down or anything. It's like a little polite golf clap. But I mean, I'm thankful to be there. So I'm thankful for what I get. And I think that's how it's going to have to be for the time being.
Yep, there will be. We're just adjusting and we're just going to be, you know, cutting everyone a break for right now and assume that everyone's doing the best that they can within their comfort zone.
All right.
Financially able.
Yeah, seriously. We're just making it through. All right, Abigail's got the last question of the day. Places to eat. Dear BOGP crew, my parents and I are considering going down to Walt Disney World in early December. I'm usually the planner of the group, but so much has changed in the last 8 months. We are a very cautious group and will only be doing mobile order and dining outside. I'm not sure if this could be a whole show, but could you give a few places in each park where someone might be able to eat away from other people in low traffic areas? Your show has been keeping my spirits up during these times. Thanks so much. Abby's over in Illinois, just east of me. Okay, so I have one right off the bat. Flame Tree Barbecue at Animal Kingdom, because they have a lot of outdoor seating and you can get really spread out. It's almost like peculiar how much outdoor seating they have for that place. Like you can go back and back and back. Yeah, and I think they took care of the bird problem too. I heard a couple months ago, like they did something to,
I heard that too.
To thwart the birds. Cause that was you didn't have to worry about COVID getting you. You had to worry about storms getting you at that place. Seriously. It was crazy. Like those birds were aggressive. That's also where we had our first live show, by the way, on location, 2009 MouseFest, RIP. All right, Ricky, give another idea for an outdoor dining place that's kind of low traffic-ish.
Outdoor dining, low traffic. So I'm going to say the Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge. Sorry, Pam. I think that would be a really great option. They have some really... it's not as trafficked usually, cause I don't think a lot of people know about it. And they have some really good unique items on their menu. So I'm going to say that as an option for like it's not sit down, but it is sit down in a way, you know? So like, and it's definitely outdoors. So that part's nice.
I hate when our listeners steal the, I was going to have one more and he got it. Anthony in the live chat. That was the one I was thinking of because it's so tucked away. Ketsura Grill at Epcot. Good food. Really good food. Counter service. And you're spread out away from the promenade. Okay, Pam, what else?
So I just want to say that all of the dining, be it table service or counter service at Walt Disney World, you're socially distanced at least 6 feet away from the tables next to you.
And so just keep throwing this out there, they do have signs on the tables that say, you know, this table is not available. So, and then you can sit at the tables that don't have those signs on them. And they are pretty far away because I've actually experienced this even in indoor restaurants that are counter service and stuff like that. So I just wanted to share that.
For sure. And at the table service restaurants, the cast members are not only wearing a mask, they're also wearing a face shield. So it is both. And you are at least 6 feet away from the other tables. I mean, it feels so far away from other people. So just bring that out there. A lot of the dining locations, almost all actually, the counter service locations in the parks are going to have an outdoor area. Even Pecos Bills has outdoor seating. Now, one of the places at Hollywood Studios that I think will be a good place for you to go is that Sunset, you know, area there by Tower of Terror. They have a huge and only outdoor seating. So that's a good part to look at. There's lots of seating though. Pinocchio's has it at the Magic Kingdom. Again, not a huge area, but still there is an area. And even our friend Cosmic Rays has some outdoor seating. So they've really done a good job at that. At the resorts, most of the, again, they're going to be outdoor seating areas as well as the indoor seating areas. So just look at the app and use those, the mobile ordering, because it does work so, so well, but you're going to be able to find outdoor scenes at almost every quick service location.
Let me just say two words, Regal Beagle. Actually, the Regal Eagle is the two words I should have said, but yeah, they have, yes. Even inside though, it's very spread out. I mean, if you were to have inclement weather and you know, you're in a pinch, that'd be a place I would go. Just very spread out, huge room.
For sure.
But you can eat outside there. Oh, it's so good. Smoking good. All right. Also, Disney Springs, places like Flight Pig. There's a lot of outdoor seating there.
Yeah.
Paradiso 37. Nice. Never been there. Still want to go. Still saying that.
Oh, they have outdoor seating. I just saw on their Instagram, they just shared
a message like, Mike, where are you? We got your table right here, right?
Yeah, exactly. They just shared that they have a new ice cream, little ice cream cone flight. So they have, I think, chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, and cookies and cream. Oh. And they come in these little, it comes in this little basket, wire basket, and there are four little mini ice cream cones in there. I was like, oh my gosh, get in my belly. I may have to go to Paradiso 37.
I gotta go. That's like my thing. I gotta get there. I've wanted to do that since 2003. I don't know why. It never happened. Okay, we gotta get out of here. So thank you so much for sending in the great questions. You can send those into Mike at brguestpodcast.com. We'll get those in the inbox and get those answered right away. You can also join us and kind of see how we make the show Mondays around 5:45 Eastern on our Facebook and YouTube channels. Just pick whichever one you like the best. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We mentioned this earlier in the show, but there are some outstanding discounts. I mean, opportunities to stay in deluxe hotels. Maybe you've had a dream. I've had a lot of guests, and I am not joking, say, I've always wanted to stay theme park view in the Contemporary. It's never been available to me, but now people are giving it a shot. You know, two or three nights, they have it right there. They can look out over the Magic Kingdom. Maybe stay over at the Yacht Club and get a great deal. Stormalong Bay is right there for you to have some fun in. You know, maybe even just, a steal of a deal at Pop Century. Whatever it is, just drop by the magicforless.com. Check out all the great trip planning tools to kind of get you rolling, get you thinking about it. The resort guides are amazing over there. Pictures, room layouts, seasonal rates, and stuff like that. It's really a great start. While you're there, fill out the quote form and mention the show, and you and I are going to be planning a great vacation. We'll get you in the right spot to have an amazing trip, and you're going to save a lot of money at the same time. So also, check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And for some extra content in your week, a huge shout out to our patrons. You guys are awesome. You're helping us so much during this downturn in travel. I can't thank each and every one of you more than I can. But if you want to become a patron, visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And give us a follow and subscribe over at YouTube and Facebook. All right, we're going to get out of here, and we're going to be back with a pre-Halloween show for your Friday. It's going to be a game. You can play with your kids. You can play with your significant other. You can do whatever you like. It's going to be a fun, interactive show. It's probably going to be a bust because I've been excited to do this thing for 2 weeks. But we're going to try our best. I'm so excited for this one. So come back on Friday. Of course, we got the live show from last Sunday night tomorrow. It's a typical week with the Be Our Guest podcast. We're there. We keep you company. All right. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to get back to work. And I'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.